flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. Whisakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling.
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, welcome to a new episode of the Wrestle Club Podcast. I am here. My name is Danny Scott. I'm one half of the Fluffy Boys. And of course, this episode, you've got a Fluffy Boy special, because I'm here with the other Fluffy Boy, Ibsessi!
Yeah, hello, Tarod, hello. How are you doing, people?
Well, audio listeners, just so you know, me and producer Tim both have a microphone, and Ibrahim is holding what I do believe looks like a glasses case, because he feels left out. What are you holding?
A glasses case, because I feel left out.
It's a vibe though. It's a vibe.
He's taking that home studio very seriously with his glasses case. We're also here with producer Tim. Producer Tim, how are you?
What up? What up? Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, man, sure.
We're doing all right, man. I'm good. I'm living my best life. Yeah. I went to Abba Voyage last week, and that was a dream come true.
Did you go? You went in the end. Did you not wrestle at all? No, did I not do? Did I not do the hook?
Was it via my hookup? No.
Okay.
No, it wasn't. My mum got it for Christmas. But I do want to also still use your hookup and go again, because it was maybe the best night of my life. I got so Prosecco drunk with a bunch of 50-year-old women, me and my girlfriend were in the middle partying as if it was Download Festival. We had the best time ever. At one point, she wanted to drop and kick her glass, and I was like, I don't think this is the vibe for that. But I will open up the pit if they play more. It was so good. So I will.
Did you bring your mum? Because I know your mum loves.
She got it for us. So, she's not really into sort of like my mum like going out to busy places. So she got two tickets for me and my girlfriend, and we went. And literally afterwards as well, there's a bar across the road which is a whole ABBA themed after party. We got wrecked. Got so fucking drunk. Nice. We went at the 3 PM show and we didn't get home until about 4 AM the next day.
For ABBA.
ABBA, man. ABBA for life. I bought too much merch.
Is this the merch you got on now?
The merch I bought as well, but... No, this is a Progress Wrestling, actually. Back on the theme of the podcast. Progress Wrestling jersey. Got this one last
week. Very nice.
Yeah, I like it. The green...
Wrestling there on the back. It's a British Strong Style.
It's
a British Strong Style.
It's got Jamaican colours, though.
Yeah.
It's got
Super Strong Star. Star.
It's got
the UK flag
as well. So it's like Jamaican.
Well, that's what I said to the guy behind the thing. I went, I'll have the one that's got the Jamaican colours, please. I'm glad it doesn't have any other. Yeah, that was a selling point to me, actually, is weirdly. I don't wear anything that doesn't have Jamaican colours. it's my New Year's resolution.
That's a vibe. Why not?
Yeah, my New Year's resolution is to be a bit more, cultured.
Okay, but do it
along with my ABBA. Along with my ABBA merch,
do it tastefully, because you get drunk out of it. You got to do it tastefully. No accents.
I will run every outfit I've got on this year.
No accents, voices. Yeah, that's how you get in top. Okay.
That was going to be what I was going to do in April.
Immediately, you can't do it no more.
And then from like July, I was going to go skin.
I was thinking dreadlocks was coming out.
You only got one chance to not fuck this up. When you fuck up once, you can't do it no more, isn't it? Yeah. And you already fucked up, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you already fucked up.
How have I already fucked up?
No.
I'm wearing a wrestling top.
You fucked up already.
How have I fucked it up? How have I? I was going to send you a picture of my outfit, like outfit of the day every day.
Yeah, because I'm not the guy. I'm not meant to be the guy to tell you that. I'll have to talk to my Jamaican veterans.
Oh, okay.
And then the optics of me constantly sending my Jamaican veterans pictures of you, like, is he representing Jamaica? I'm going to get done out here as well.
Why does he keep sending this picture of a white kid wearing Jamaican colours? Is this okay?
365 outfits.
Every day.
Figure that process. I can chill with them after.
They'll want to meet me. They'll want to meet me. They'll want to meet me. This is the guy.
365 days.
No, but I'm learning. I'm learning.
So you get a punch up for like a month equivalently for the year.
Because at least I'm trying. At least everyone else from Kent, none of them are trying. They're all wearing Stone Island. I've just got a few bruises and that, but at least I'm trying.
Hey,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, wrestling. It's been fun this week, isn't it?
Every time Sakisa listens to it when it's me and you, it's problematic. She's like, God damn it.
Well, she said to me she normally listens to the first like 5 minutes just to see roughly what we're talking about. This first 5 minutes, very culturally sensitive. I apologise. But remember, everyone, I'm trying. I'm trying.
Wrestling. Big week. Big week.
Ibrahim. Big week. Obviously, we're on Netflix, baby.
Parker.
We're on Netflix. The big flicks. Netflix and chill. Netflix and pile driver. Ooh. Netflix and spine buster your missus for a table.
Okay,
you know?
No, listen. That only happened in the old days. They won't do that now, isn't it? Because it's Netflix, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, of course. Hi. Speaking of old days, though, we got to say, obviously, before Raw came on, they put a lot of stuff in the vault. Have you been watching any old school wrestling?
I'm trying to. But listen, I'm ready to watch the Royal Rumbles.
I watched this morning.
So you've got to watch the Royal Rumbles. Got to prepare yourself for the history of the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what you've got to do.
That's a good idea, you know?
Yeah.
Just watch all the Royal Rumbles. I'm venturing to that. I watched this morning with my morning coffee. I watched Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, I might have to start with that.
Great way to start.
Because
I forgot all the whole Chavo Guerrero turning on him stuff, and I miss the old school video packages.
Well, I think we're gonna get him back. Matches. We've got him back. We've got him back this week, though. We've got him back this week.
We have got him back, bro. Yeah.
Welcome.
But what I loved was it was like 3 weeks ago.
We're here. I get you, baby. Someone's getting put through a table.
Oh, Nickelback in there.
Someone getting electrocuted.
This is how people remember me. Dropkick.
That's how the editors back in the day. Them men were on crud. They were like,
yeah.
Alright,
lads. Where is he now?
Get that creature. Get out of there immediately. Alright, call him up.
Put it back.
Alright, get Motorhead to do the tune. Come on. Come on. Them man were on smoke.
They were the best.
Yeah.
So I've been watching that, man. It's been good. I've been trying to convince my Raf to watch some. Every time we sit down and watch Netflix now, it's like, oh, should we watch Rock Hill? I'm like, Unforgiven 2006. It's not working, but we try. She did watch a little bit of, what was it? I was watching Triple H versus Cactus Jack. He was him, and if he loses, Cactus Jack's fine. She was like, so did he know that he was gonna lose? I'm like, yeah. It's all stories, isn't it? She's like, yeah, but he looks sad. I'm like, yeah, it's still quite sad. She's like, but did he just fall off the top? He always falls off the top. That's his thing. It's been really fun. It's a really fun show, isn't it? But that's his thing, man. You gotta let my guy do his thing. It's really fun. He loves falling. It's brilliant. But yeah, man. So we're on Netflix, obviously. Oh, and the other good, before we start talking about obviously Monday Night Raw, there is one thing we've got to talk about is the head of the table filming a fucking reel for Netflix with Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins and Bailey up on the official Netflix Instagram page. If you haven't seen it already, go over, have a watch. There's a little comedy skit on there featuring our tribal chief, Sakisa. How fucking cool was that to see? You know what I mean? Yes, fingers in the air for Sakisa if you're listening at home. Fingers in the air for our tribal chief.
She's trying to advise ex-world champions to do better, to better themselves, to become champions, and you ain't listening. Yeah, it's good that they documented that on such a big platform to know that that's why you guys need to do better, and they visibly showed that. And I love that for her. She was vindicated.
Definitely.
Vindicated.
And And also, Montez Ford and Ajo Dawkins listen to her as much as me and Ibs did. So, really. She gave him the same eye she gives me and you in the studio. She was like...
Does this mean that we're in line for a tag team title shot? Listen. Listen. See how I... You're ready. If you're ready, yeah. Yeah, the fluffy boys. The fluffy boys are coming. Two out of three falls. On Netflix.
On Netflix.
YouTube channel. Listen, we'll come get you, fam. First match on the YouTube channel, and then you put us on. Cause we'll put on. Are you gonna do it yourself? Cause we'll do it for ourselves.
I'd pay so much good money to see this. I would love
The Fluffy Boy Splash is coming for you.
Yeah, Champa.
So Champa.
Champa. Champa gonna jump in the ring and give you a Stampa. Yeah.
Banter.
Yeah,
it's banter.
Yeah. I ain't missing. I'm going to punch you in the face early wrestling. Hey, listen. What's coming for you? This is our promo, fam.
That'd be us just trying to do a freestyle rap on the way to the ring, but not being able to find any rhyming words because we're both neurospicy as fuck.
I was like, you know what? Yeah, just come to the ring. Come to the ring. Hey, come to the ring. Hey.
I love how we started talking about Sakisa's room and someone made it about
Sakisa. Listen, Sakisa, we are very, we're very
incredible though, right? Like... What did you think when you watched it? Do you enjoy the reel when you first clicked it and saw her little face pop up?
He talked to me or Tim?
That made me so happy.
Okay, go on. Two first.
Oh, yeah. It's fun,
isn't it?
Oh, I loved it. I thought, I genuinely
did you know any
so
of the wrestlers she was in there with, Tim?
I recognised Bailey because she kept being talked about in like one of the previous episodes and I looked her up. And then the other two, I was like, I have no clue who you are. I was like, I have no idea. But I was like, this is big. It's on the Netflix one. It's on the Netflix fucking page. It's
got
great.
Some good views now as well. She's done well. Whoa, very good.
Listen, it was
what did you do when you first opened
she
it?
She was a girl with a dream trying to get on WWE TV and now she's done it, innit? Come on. Do you know what I mean? I'm gassed for it. Do you know what I mean?
So WWE Netflix, if you're watching, need any more reels.
Yeah. And Tim will do some as well.
I'll promote anything for you guys. I'll do it. Right now. Yeah.
Right
fuck
now.
Yeah. Netflix. Fucking Raw's coming up next Monday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Where's it going to be, Tim? Where's it going to be?
Oh, I bet it's going to be in a city.
It is
probably an American one. I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
Okay.
Come watch Monday Night Raw in Cincinnati. There's going to be fucking wrestling.
Yeah, there will
be. Not Cincinnati, in San Jose, but yeah. Listen, he's correct. Yeah,
it was a mental. It was a mental typo. Yeah. He meant to say that.
Yeah,
mental
yeah.
type. I know, obviously. Yeah.
He knows. Right, going on to we're gonna talk about the episode, right? Listeners, you might have skipped half of this if you want to skip to the point with us talking about it. You can, but we know you love the bullshit as much as we do. We obviously kicked off the episode with the people's champ.
Yeah,
we got the eyebrow. We got him saying bullshit and fuck. We're in the Netflix era. It was quite quick. We're straight in. He spoke for about 20 minutes, maybe. It was a promo that was a little bit confusing.
Oh, like, who is he?
Obviously, the last one. Final boss. Triple H has said they're breaking down stereotypes of talking about heel and face, and they're not trying to treat us like idiots. We know. But obviously, you did have The Rock, like, big up Cody at one point and stuff and give him a bit of a hug.
Who is
and I was
he?
A bit like,
who
can
is
we give
he?
A little bit of kayfabe?
It's one of them ones where it's like, who is he? Like, I was happy with what Triple H did, but let's be real, a certain old CEO of the company did that when we went into the Attitude Era. The speech was, like, of the same vibe. So, like, we're trying to break it down. I think it's good that Triple H re-emphasised it in a better way. Yeah. When The Rock came out, I don't even know if that was The Rock. Was that The Rock? Was that Dwayne? Was that the CEO of TKO?
You know what I did enjoy the most? I enjoy the most is him getting heckled with toe. That's the buzzing word. You're getting married. How can you be the final boss and you're shouting there, Tahu? Tahu, and you're welcome, yeah? All right, sick. No, we take you seriously. Tahu! Fucking hilarious, mate. Top tier wrestling fan, that. Like, anyone watching at home must have been like, is this just Dwayne Johnson chatting? It's like, no, we're just wrestling fans are assholes, actually. If you do anything ever, I'm surprised no one shouted out the Tooth Fairy at him as well. Like, that is just wrestling fans. That is just wrestling fans. Welcome. Because that's the beauty of Netflix, isn't it? We've got a lot more eyes on it now. A lot more people are watching. I'm seeing it on people's Instagram stories who don't watch wrestling. And they're like, oh, yeah, catching
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
like,
you don't even know.
You have no idea what's
going on. You don't even know.
You don't know why we're shouting Tahu.
You're lucky. You're lucky. Because we would have had some strong words. We would have had some straight. Yeah, go back. You can go back.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, no excuses.
No, mate.
Yeah, it's our time.
This is our time now. Yeah. We don't have to find a shitty stream.
Hey,
we can watch it on Netflix now. Leave us alone.
Hey, for legal purposes, I never got a shitty stream, neither did Danny Scott. Danny's just saying it for comedic purposes.
Why would I?
No, we didn't get no
stream. Everything I say is for comedic purposes.
We didn't get a stream.
Yeah. I've never seen what... I have no idea what Travis Scott was doing. I've never seen that before in my life.
All right. Let's talk about...
We crossed it. But that was good.
That's good. Yeah.
We go straight in from... From him straight into the tribal combat match between Roman and Solo. What do you reckon of the match, mate? I thought it was quite. I enjoyed it personally. I like the Roman shoes.
Yeah, they were nice. I wouldn't wear them myself, but I like them, innit? You know that. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Hey, anyone can wear Kobe's. Kobe's to everyone. Mamba mentality. See no.
Yeah, but there wasn't enough Jamaican colours in there for me. They're too red, you know. Where's the green? Where's the yellow? That's what I'm saying. Back at home. That's what I was saying. What flag's that? You know? Do better, Roman. Head of the table. Head of the white table. Am I right, guys? Unbelievable. Other than that, though.
So, tribal combat,
yeah.
I thought it was an entertaining match. It was a great start on Netflix era of Roman Reigns. Like, they sold it, like, the commentary. Like, it's good to hear Pat McAfee and Michael Cole back together in it, because they're just the best together, man. They're just quality. Like, they're the new guys that are like, that's standard in it. Because I don't hear it anywhere else from, like, any other commentary for any other wrestler. Like, they sell it to you, like, there's a little bit of bias in the colour commentary and the play-by-play, which I kind of like. And it came in and it explained to everyone, like, right, this guy's the man. This guy's trying to be the man. Let's go. And they sold the match from there.
Yeah. I think, having the freedom of the commentary as well, you know, being able to actually sort of just say what you want. Like, I love it. I'm loving Pat McAfee, man.
Because he cares.
What a ledge.
He cares.
He loves it. He's a fan. It's nice having a fan on the announce table, man. It's good. Obviously, you're going to get interruptions, but the most exciting interference to me was probably Kevin Owens. Because obviously we know that he's not happy with people teaming with him, like nothing's happened, but seeing him actually get in and stun a
That moment there, I was like, oh my God. But it would have been
puts him back in that picture, though. Puts him back in the picture of, you know, like, world titles and things like that. I think it puts him in for that main event
Do you think the match was long enough? Do you think it was too long?
It was quite long, but I feel like, and we're going to go into it a bit later, I feel like they did do a lot for me in this debut episode, which I understand why. I think it was very much, this episode wasn't necessarily for wrestling fans, it was a bit more for sponsors, and it was a bit more for, like, let's try get as many eyes on this first episode as possible, hence why we're going to bring out Undertaker and the Rock and Hulk Hogan, which we'll go into later, but, like, you know, and I think so quality of matches, we didn't have a lot of matches for, like, what, a 3-hour show, you know, there was a lot of talking, a lot of push and a lot of showing celebrities in the crowd. Shout out Macaulay Culkin, absolute weapon of the hat up. Yeah, like that was such a cool moment. Like him getting one of the biggest pops of the night was hilarious. But you can tell that that's kind of what it was for. So I think it went on probably for the right amount of time for what they were doing. That was one of the big matches everyone was looking forward to. It was that and the Punk match really is why people were there.
What I enjoyed about it is like overall, it felt like a first time you watched it where it was like an episode one sort of energy. Like it was like the way it was like shot, the way it was like we had the drones, the way we came in, the way we had the main guys.
The drone
breaking it down for us, all the famous people that we know and recognize here, getting the ball rolling. Like the main guy, the guy that's been putting in the work, the guy that the face of the company to kick it off. Even though I thought it was a little bit of a little boy thing that The Rock was like, oh yeah, shout out Cody Yellow. Like, you're the champion, the WWE champion.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh yeah, welcome. But anyway, let's go back. So,
hello. Hi, Cody.
I think my favorite spot of the match was the first spike that was given by what's his name? Solo.
Solo.
And I'm like, whoa, yeah, Solo.
I love you.
And
I just think,
Jacob for two, what are we going to do? What's the question is, what are we going to do now with the Bloodline?
Don't know, man.
You've got to
do something, Jacob.
Because I felt like a very...
Nah. I reckon the only
what
other...
What's next? Because I felt personally that was Bloodline season finale. Because what are we doing now?
Yeah, kind of. But also, well, you kind of got the whole... Does Solo blame the rest of the Bloodline? Do we get like a bit of a Jacob versus Solo kind of match? Do we get, you know, is that something that goes forward? Like, I hate you, Solo. Yeah. Like a bit of a turn from Jacob to him. Maybe that's something they go through. Maybe we get a bit of Solo going back to the Uso. So you got Jimmy, Jay and Solo versus Jacob.
Hey, Solo ain't coming back, bro. Come on, bro.
A bit of that.
Solo ain't coming back, bro.
No, but maybe, like, yeah, but we didn't think James was going to come back.
No, that's different. To them. Jay got beat up. Solo did the beating up.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what else to do with him, though. Like, really. It'd be interesting. Be interesting to see. I don't know. But it was a good match overall, obviously. We had Roman getting his Unifier back, having Rock come back out. Actually, one thing I will say about this as well, with interferences, I didn't like Cody coming out because we just said hello to him in the crowd and I didn't understand why now all of a sudden he was backstage.
Don't get me started with that nonsense.
Why didn't he interfere?
Wait,
why didn't he interfere from the crowd? Why didn't he have to go out round, take his jacket off, then run in? It would have been so much. It would have made more sense if he stood up from the crowd.
I'm not
going to
lie. Let's be honest.
But
we're happy this match happened and we're happy it was a big start to the pay per view. But let's be completely honest. Yeah, the biggest L reputation wise for this first episode was Cody Rhodes, the WWE champion. Looked like
waste
man on this episode. They treated Braun Breaker with more respect than this man.
Yeah, but you know what? Fuck it.
It's not his show. We fully knew that. That's the biggest take. One of the biggest takeaways from this week's Raw. Yeah, that it's not Cody Rhodes showing it at all.
Nah, it's not. Which echoes old school when I rewatched No Way Out. They kept saying, this is SmackDown's first pay-per-view. SmackDown Superstars. This is SmackDown Superstars. And they're kind of doing it again.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is our show. Even though the whole roster's for some reason in the crowd. This is our show. So I get it. But hey, Roman's back. Proper tribal chief. We'll see what happens there. Maybe he goes for a title. Probably Royal Rumble entry. We'll get on to that. Speaking of Royal Rumble, we did have John Cena coming out. With his with his new shirt.
I might have to get it.
It's a farewell tour. Obviously, made some big statements, didn't he? Saying it ain't gonna happen. I'm not going to get 17 titles. And then all of a sudden, turn around going, well, in this company, we get told to never say the word never.
Maybe.
Then all of a sudden, he just randomly turned in his own head. Like, I love it. It's the most like comedian thing ever, isn't it? Really. You start going, I would never do that. But then you start talking so much, you work your way back round, going, actually, I would enter that comedy competition. And he's entering the Royal Rumble. He's there. He's going to enter. He said he's going to win.
You know what? Yes. Do you know what?
John Cena!
I am so upset. Like, I think, like, early, mid teens, late teens me, I would be so disgusted that I'm such a John Cena mark right now. But, so disgusted. Yeah.
I want to see him do it.
I want to see him win it all.
I don't care if he wins it and someone cashes in a money in the bank straight away. I
want
to see him.
For him.
He deserves it. I don't care if Punk wins like the Money in the Bank and cashes it in on Cena and it's his whole thing. Yeah. Let Cena have his 17, man. That's what I want to see him do.
I'm such a mark for it. I get so excited to see John. I'm so disgusted, mate.
Mate, me and you at Money in the Bank. Me and you, we once watched Money Back in London. Me and you, like, that was the moment I think we both turned into John Cena marks at the exact same time. His music hit, when you see it live as a 28-year-old man, you cry. I'm sorry, you cry. At one point, he did the whole hat bit, and Ibs looked at me, Tim, and went, that was for us. He looked at us. John Cena looked at us. John Cena looked at us, and I didn't once correct him. I was like, yeah, he did, actually.
He did. Honestly, he did.
That was for us, Ibs.
He did. If we ever get to meet him, I'll ask him.
Yeah, did you remember Money in the Bank? Remember the guy? Do you remember the guy with the money?
You saw it. Hey, you saw it.
Did you look at him?
You did. Yeah.
I knew it. I knew it, John. Speaking of Royal Rumble, quick, mate. What's your prediction? Do you reckon Cena's going to win the Rumble?
I think he's paid his dues enough. Yes, I think Phillip Brooks is going to win it. Mr. CM Punk. I think he is. I think he is.
You reckon?
Like, who else right now do you think? Like, right now, who? Cena, obviously. Like, Cena would be the only person, that you'd be like, ah.
Nah. Roman won't win.
We need Roman, Roman to get kicked out by someone so he can have a big beef at WrestleMania.
Well, I've seen a lot of rumours that The Rock's going to be number 30.
Okay, you know what? Fine. I'm not mad at it.
Because then it sets up Rock and Roman at WrestleMania, maybe. So we might get that this year. So maybe Rock eliminates Roman. Cena eliminates Rock as a bit of a...
Rock eliminates Roman.
You know, touchback. And then maybe Punk
eliminates Roman Rock.
Imagine if it's Roman, Rock, Cena, Punk, Final Four.
Jesus Christ.
That would be batshit. In what lifetime do you think you'd see that Final Four? That would be mad.
But I don't think that all four of them are going to be in it. I don't know. All four? Okay, right.
Well, Cena's in it, Punk's in it, easily.
So you're saying right now. So we're going to change on when more people enter in the next few months, weeks, sorry, mm-hmm. we'll be able to say something. But right now,
we're watching it together as well, weren't we?
Yes, I hope so. I'm doing miracles. I'm moving miracles. Yeah, right.
Second,
so right now, who do you think is the? I think everyone should be asked every week lead up to the Rumble. Now, who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble at this moment in time?
I've got it between Cena and Punk. Right now, if I have to choose one. I'm going to go with that prediction of, Rock eliminates Roman, Cena eliminates Rock, gets a big pop, Punk and Cena, we've had that big feud, Punk eliminates Cena. So I'm going to go Punk at the minute.
All right.
Because that's like a story of four feuds, really.
Okay. So you go with Dwayne. Not Dwayne, sorry. Phil, yeah, I think I'm still going that. Like, the way you ended it sounds like the most epic ending to a Rumble in the history of Rumbles, yeah?
But you know how it is. You always have the most epic idea in your head. All of a sudden, you've got fucking Austin Theory in the final four.
Why?
I'm going to kill myself.
Can you just jump out of the ring? Just jump out of the ring. It's not your time yet.
He probably would know if he was in there with them before. He's like, I'm off.
It's the boogeyman at number 30. He knows himself. You man, you man taking a piss. Stop it.
Yeah. I'm the boogeyman.
Comes
out eating worms.
Here we, yeah.
I'd love to see him win. He's my wild card pick, the boogeyman.
It's good to see Cena. We need to move heaven and earth to try and get tickets to see him in London, because you know, I have a feeling that last time is going to be that last time.
He probably misses us as well.
We'll
be there in our matching Cena tops, headband, and sweatbands.
From next month onwards, the plan is to. We need to see tickets available. Right. We're doing our madness, though. We don't
Cena!
Know. Tickets available. We'll check one day. Right. Let's not break our hearts now.
So, are you going. Wait, yeah, are you going punk right now?
CM Punk.
Are you going punk then? So, we're going punk. Well, that's that. We'll move on, because otherwise this episode is going to be about 17 hours long. I already see Tim go, this is already quite a long episode. He knows roughly of the notes for the episode. Quite long. Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley, mate. That was the next match.
How do you feel, Danny? Yeah,
are you sad?
It's all for Danny.
Look.
Okay.
Look. Of course, I was. I've always been a Rhea Ripley fanboy. Of course, we've all been there. You can go back and listen to the episodes.
Yeah,
me and Ibs, love her. Mm-hmm. However, Liv Morgan did take it. Took it for me. She was. I don't know what it was. I think it's just the whole Dominic Mysterio stuff, the whole Judgment Day stuff. Her in-rings improved massively. I think she's class. I think she's hilarious online. I think she's a proper little, like, you know, little puppeteer. And I think she can... I love a heel champion. You know what I mean? I love a heel champ who doesn't give a shit, ripping up people's signs. I've really enjoyed it. I loved her run. Sad it's over. I think it was the right move. But I'm not happy, because I feel like Liv deserves more. I love her. Unfortunately, that is how I feel. But also, Mummy's home. Mummy's home, and she's back on top. And fair play, I can't argue with that. She looked great. She was amazing.
I think
great match. Lovely spots. Loved it all. I was sad though.
You're really hurt.
I was. I audibly said, "Oh, I'm not Liv." And my girlfriend went, "Liv, don't worry." It's just wrestling.
Yeah, you want to get her into wrestling, just not.
Yeah.
You don't want
to. So I'm guessing Danny definitely not watching NXT at all with the missus. No way.
I haven't been watching NXT.
Hey, Danny can't.
I'll let you decide
NXT
why.
With the missus. You're going to be bad for watching wrestling. You know that. You know that, bro. There's no way.
No, just, sad times. Are you happy? Are you happy the Rhea won?
Because this feud is like, it's good that the feud is like been a long feud, but I feel like it's dragged on a little bit, man. It felt like it lost a bit. I think they had to push it towards what they were doing now, like here, because Netflix hopefully is the final blow off. But yeah, it was meant to be done, man. Like, I'm happy Rhea got a title back. She never lost it. That's her belt. Let's be really real, yeah. I know that Liv was holding it, but Liv was a good champion. Like, I think Liv's stock has gone up exponentially, because when she got the title originally, I was like, meh, I don't care. Now, she's shown herself to be a great heel champion.
Was you impressed with her run, though?
And she's
stacked
up the people, Raquel Rodriguez, has come up and been a bad heel, she's become Shawn Michaels. She was Shawn Michaels with Diesel behind him as like her muscle.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good. Yeah. Shout out her. Now you can consider her like one of the like premier female competitors from WWE. Like, if we're talking about generationally, and you can talk about like maybe now when we think about this now, when we think about her a year, 2 years from now, we're like, she's got a Hall of Fame career right now. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she came from something.
Yeah.
Like, never did we think, Olivia Morgan, was it Olivia Morgan when she pulled up in SmackDown, that she would be one of the main girls on the roster. So, props to her.
Well, given her stance, stature, like she's one of the big girls, she's get a little bit of like an underdog, you know, like her moveset and everything.
No, but don't get twisted. I think she's done well. That Rhea should be with the belt now. I don't see no one beating her. She's going to have great matches. That was a good female rumble. If you have female rumble, I think you got to go. I think you just you swerve Rhea. Because that's an L immediately. You need to go get...
Nah, but who do you put against Rhea now, though? That's the issue. I don't know who you put against her. Unless you get the girl from TNA.
Oh, Jordan Grace!
So Jordan Grace. Jordan Grace versus Rhea would be an unreal match. That would be an unreal match. I just can't think of who else I'd put
against Rhea. What's her name? Stephanie Verkier, but I think it's too early for her from NXT. Yeah, I think it's a little too early for her. Like, I think she's ready, don't get it twisted, but like, she just pulled up to the company. Yeah. And we know WWE, yeah. Like, unless you're like the guy.
It's an interesting one. It's an interesting one to see. Yeah. It's definitely got legs, regardless of where it goes. Obviously, you had the whole Dominic Mysterio bit at the end trying to get back to Rhea. Yeah, so you've also got that little storyline now to play with him and Liv. I think they've done the right thing.
But then also now, what is Dominic going to do next? Because now, is Dominic going to stay with Liv?
Yeah, he'll do the whole...
wrinkly little prick the whole time.
Hey! Leave my
I love it.
Alone.
I love it.
Monday,
I
love it. Monday, WWE have it in a minute, mate.
Every bit I've seen of him, he's great.
I'm calling it right now. Dominic Mysterio or Logan Paul are winning the next Money in the Bank. I'm calling that right now. I'll put a tenner on it. One of them are winning it. Yeah. I'd love it. Because they would be the worst with it. They'd be so sleazy. Like, I've got a whole fucking year, you bastards, on Netflix. Do what I want. Like, that ain't your shit. If Logan Paul wins, it's going to turn into a prime bottle. I can't wait.
Oh, now you've done it. He's going to do it. He's going to do it. 100%. It's going to be a prime bottle money in the bank.
I can see it happening.
And they're going to sell it. And they're going to sell it. It's going to be... And you know what, yeah? If I see a Money in the Bank prime, I'm buying that shit. I know I am. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not proud of that. Yeah. But I'm buying.
It's gonna be your war bottle gig.
Oh, in that green? No, they got me. Finally, he got me. He got me. Yeah. Oh,
that green.
Yeah.
The green also one of the colours of the Jamaican flag. Am I right, guys?
He's
put you in the corner.
He's put you in the corner. It's a funny bit. Let's have the callback. Let's have the callbacks in, lads. We're here having a party. It's a new year. New year, same me. Am I right? Next up, Jay Uso.
It's just me.
Was it just him? It was him and Travis Scott smoking a little...
So think about this, Jay. We've known about Travis Scott, yeah. Being on this Netflix show. For at least like 2 months, we're thinking, is he going to do a promo? Is he going to do... My man just came outside, bunda bista, and was like, yo, Jay, do your thing. That's what he did.
Is a stick title. Can we have that? Can we have it? And like, defend
who's
it?
Who's he gonna defend it against?
No, just like, he's got it, and then he like gives it to, like, I thought he was gonna hold it, and we were gonna have like an impromptu hard.
Yeah, but look
match.
At Travis Scott. Look,
and then like, that would be the first one Travis Scott's gonna give it to him.
He's holding this really good-looking
belt.
Yeah. Let's have this match.
No, but you know what I mean? That's what I thought they were going to do with him. I didn't know he was going to come out smoking a bifter.
No.
Did I? Yeeted.
But shout out Travis
Scott.
Didn't
see it coming. It wasn't on my 2020.
He was the main event of the celebrities.
Yeah. And that title does look good, though.
So we obviously said Macaulay Culkin was off your favourite celebrity to be there.
I think mine was... That was a fun one.
Wale, the rapper. Yeah, he's good. I know, yeah, and definitely right. Falling on deaf ears. I get that. I respect that. Yeah, who else?
I went, yep, you're a person. I don't know.
All right, Fluffy's promo. Fluffy's promo was good. Fluffy. Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah,
I liked his shirt.
I don't want it, but like, I liked it.
I don't want it. I want the title, though.
I didn't want it. And also, he cuffed out the New Day, which the New Day, yeah. They're trying to jump on the Dominic Mysterio hype thing, yeah, like trying to get booed at the building.
Yeah, but, listen,
I'm liking it. No, but
the issue is every time they get booed too much,
I'm glad
you
talked about the New Day
because
this man, yeah, listen to what T's got to do. This is how they got their heat, which I respected. Yeah, they went into Inglewood, California, yeah, and said in Inglewood, California, that Kendrick Lamar lost the beef against Drake. If that don't get you heat in that place, yeah. What are we doing here? But and it was good. It was good, actually. Like, yeah, it was a good bit. It was a good quip.
Good quip.
What are they doing with it? I think this leads up to them getting the titles back, which I'm happy about because they need it.
I'm also loving the fact they're going, we ain't fighting for this trash place.
Yeah.
I quite like it. I like their little, like, wearing their own clothes. They look quite cool as well. I like it. I like it. And, even Big E at the after show was a bit like, at one point he slipped character, but he went, I'm really excited to see what these guys do. I mean, you know, I'm just intrigued. But like, the thing is, yeah, like, every time they get booed, you can see Xavier Woods is loving it, where Dominic generally looks annoyed. So, yeah, not everyone can be the sexy Dominic Mysterio, but it is what it is. Obviously, Jay won with a roll-up, which was quite ironic, considering the entrance. Enjoyed that.
It's
thank
just
you.
Me,
another quick
you.
From me.
It's just me, Oos. Day one split.
Did you see him afterwards? He was like, nah, he let me smell it. He didn't let me have any, though.
Did you hear it? You have kids, fans.
And he's just like, yeah, man.
Did you not hear
next time I want some.
So he's got a bit of sage in his hand.
He's got a bit of sage in his hand. Love that.
Yeah, he's sage in the place. He's getting out the bad energy.
Sage in. This guy's pretty negative energy. Come on.
I hope you've all got your quartz crystals on you. Because we need to protect against all this heel energy in the room.
Jimmy McIntyre's coming out. You know what he's like, guys.
So
he really stinks up the place.
So in London, sometime in March, is going to butt a spiff at the O2 and be like, listen, Travis Scott did it on Netflix here. Why can't I do my bro? Why am I not allowed?
Just showing him on their phone. Look.
He's like, why are you smoking this spiff now? He's like, because I'm a fiend. Sorry, we need to stop. Listen, we're in the dogs. Because I fell on deaf ears,
I have no idea what any
I don't appreciate that, But Travis Scott fans will know what I just did there.
Hang on. How many Travis Scott fans do you think listen to our wrestling-based podcast?
Yeah, see?
Cool. Yeah. Well, I hope when you listen to this episode back, you go, that was a good one. obviously, if I'm wrong, please let me know on Instagram. Red Scott, let me know if you're a Travis Scott fan and I will 100% reply. right, mate. Maybe one of my favourite bits of the night. Big highlight. I am a real American. Your shit! Fuck off! You chumps are going crazy. He got so much heat. So much heat for Hulk Hogan. Mate, I died. I was laughing so much. My girlfriend turned to me, she went, why are you laughing at him getting booed? And I went, you don't understand. There's so much. Ripped up.
Such a long list.
Oh, I've had a lot of good partners, brother.
The boo, it wasn't like, it was like a, it came out, and it was like, everyone went, woo, and everyone went, oh yeah, you know what, fuck this guy.
Actually.
Boo. It started off like that, that's how it started, it was like, woo, wait, boo man, hey, boo, woo, boo.
You don't need you here.
And then like,
no, we actually
like,
are fine
like
without
like,
you.
Ed, with real milk and bit, Not only fuck you,
bro. That was it. When he was already
getting booed. Like you, dickhead. Come out here.
Yeah, Read the room. Jimmy Hart. He goes,
hey, what you're going to like? Good partner.
Jimmy Hart, yeah, the vim of his, like, flag figure. As soon as they start booing him extra, he's like, I don't even have to swing this that hard now. Like, he just moved. Just using his elbows. Like, yeah, like, before he was shoulders. He was shoulders in this bitch. And then he just went to elbows.
You know what that was? It was day one of Edinburgh Fringe handing out flyers to day 15. He's like, come to my show! If you want to come to this, you can. It's not selling well. I'm hated, but I've got a hat about. It was the exact same energy. Jimmy Hart was like, oh, fuck, I'm on the wrong team. Should have come out of anyone else. This is bollocks.
His shirt rip was one of the saddest things I've ever seen a person
didn't
do.
Completely rip off. Yeah, because he was sad, Tim.
Yeah,
you know, he thought they were gonna love him and his beard. We hate both.
It's like,
get out. We don't need you here. Fuck off.
That shows you, like, it's, listen.
Speaking of which, I didn't mention it though.
I feel like.
Oh, go on.
With him, yeah, he finally needs to know now. Yeah, that we fucking hate you. Don't show. Listen, you're gonna see my USA on July 4th probably. Yeah, or SmackDown. But apart from that, yeah, like, fuck Hulk Hogan. Officially, yeah, I've been team fuck Hulk Hogan. Now I finally am mainstream, and I'm so proud. The only thing that's gone mainstream, and I ain't mad about it, yeah. Fuck Hulk Hogan. With your shit leg drop, well, all these dogs punch you, yeah. Wait,
funny how when he was getting booed, he didn't do this fucking shit.
How are you just shaking this year?
Didn't do any of this when he's getting booed, are you, like this bastard?
Year? Yeah. And getting people back here, and you're like, yeah, I'm not on steroids. You're a liar, bruv. You're a liar. Listen, fuck you, Hulk Hogan. You're dead. The only thing I liked about you was your reality TV show. It was all right. Apart from that, fuck you, Hulk Hogan. Yeah,
we'll send this. We'll clip it and send it to him. Don't worry.
Yeah, my friend.
I'll be
Harry.
Honest though. That was probably one of the only things. That was one of the only things that Netflix did that I was a bit like, meh. But the only other thing we didn't mention, talking about Legends coming out, we didn't mention Undertaker coming out at the end of Rhea Ripley, which is quite badass. A bit of a weird one, like a bit of a him basically telling Rhea, you're gonna put your fist up. The worst one was when he went. he literally went in and went right now. The camera's behind us, both just turn and look over the shoulder. You know how I do normally? She's like, yeah, okay. And then they did the whole thing. That was a bit cringe. That was a bit of a nick. I'm not going to lie. Rhea Ripley's not Manny then. That was a bit of a nick. I was like, nah. Sorry, Rhea, you've ruined it.
But, like, you can imagine Rhea be like, oh my God, Undertaker, so cool that he's like, listen, bruv, you got to do this.
I've got two spots we need to do. And she's there, like, thinking of the Instagram guy. That's a good picture, actually, for the brand. It was, so bad. But, Hulk Hogan.
Hopefully, final time. We don't want to see you again.
We'll never drink his beer.
Jimmy Hart, your friends come back whenever.
Jimmy Hart's fine.
Bye-bye, Felicia.
If anything, I gain more respect for Jimmy Hart considering his reaction to the booze, actually. But I'll never drink his beer. I don't drink Stone Cold. I'm going to drink it covered in JR's barbecue sauce. They're the only products I want. So going off of that, the last we had, because we were going to get Penta debut, and apparently it was shelved because of The Rock and John Cena overrunning, potentially. I don't know how true that is. But he was obviously meant to debut then and then moving it to next week. And the likelihood is it's against Chad Gable because they said he's fighting a mystery opponent.
They said it was the greatest luchador in history.
That's why
it should be Rey Mysterio. Or what they're going to do, hopefully, is next week, he beats up Rey Mysterio and then he's like, all right, say less. And then Penta comes out. Listen, my guy, bro.
Yeah,
that guy's nuts.
Because Chad obviously said, oh, what silly mask is he going to wear now? Which was a bit of a nod to Penta. But, that'd be good, maybe. If Rey Mysterio music's hit, we get him.
Yeah, he gets nuts.
That'd be fun. But of course, we get to the end of the episode of Raw on Netflix.
Blood
we end
feuds.
With...
Blood feuds.
Monday Night Rollins versus the Ice Cream Promising, the fucking AEW Terror, wearing the same jacket he wore when he punched Jack Perry in the face. Mr. Phil Brooks, Mr. Larry's dog owner, Mr. I married AJ Lee. Haha, look at me. CM Punk. What's your views? You've been very vocal about Phil Brooks on the podcast. Okay. What was your views on this match? Everything about it? I want to hear everything you've got to say.
I have now quelled officially on Phil Brooks. I ain't got no beef with him no more. Yeah, that's number one.
That's nice.
I feel like I was just very upset that you're going to get your flowers immediately when you came back after all the shit talking you're talking about WWE.
And yeah, it's Spencer Drew, right? That was your main thing.
And now Drew's got getting his flowers, currently being the main guy. All right, don't worry. Phil, it's great. Also, because that Seth's got Phil in it. Like, I feel like Seth is like what CM Punk was if he got what he wanted.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
So, like, that, like, the grudge was there. Like, you could understand why these guys didn't like each other. You saw it in the ring. It was great. And there was no interference, really. There wasn't no any issues. It was just them two beating the shit out of each other. And I don't think that feud's ending. Not for a while. I think that could go to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
If Phil don't win...
I'd like to see a similar vein with McIntyre.
Maybe Punk wins the title. Or maybe someone wins the title, the Rumble beats Gunther. We haven't forgotten that. It's very...
The other option is Rollins winning at Elimination Chamber.
Listen, I'll be very honest with you. I don't want to see a Seth Rollins title run for a while. I don't.
Do you know?
I think he needs to be the big guy without the belt for a bit. The Randy.
But you know what I'd love to see is Punk winning the title at Mania and then Rollins somehow fucking him over. Bit like Punk did to McIntyre.
Oh yeah, it can't really be McIntyre fucking.
Because I just love to see Rollins do that to him. Because does he deserve the main event? Yeah, maybe. But like, also there's a bit of me that I'm like, I'm still a bit bitter. Like you chatted so much.
And then you're just here. And you just get the main event straight away. I don't like that.
I get the whole, like, the boss I didn't like isn't here. And that's a way to win us over a bit. But
you didn't like the new boss from what we remember. You didn't like Triple H a lot, did you, bro? Stop lying, bro.
So sure.
Like, you're here for the money, but you're not acting like you're here for the money. You're acting like you care. That's my thing. See, I'm back.
Yeah.
See how quickly I came back to chat shit about him. It just came like that.
I'm sorry. I think I led you into that. But like, I think it's because Rollins really gets under his skin with some of the shit he says. Like, you see it in his face. He's genuinely pissed. And I'm like, because he's making a fucking point, true. Mate. Like, you did try to get your flowers and then it didn't work at UFC or AEW and you've come back. And it's like, I kind of like seeing him not win.
You haven't officially come. Like, obviously, if he came with energy of his tail between his legs, it wouldn't have worked. Yeah. It would have been shit. But, like, I think that's the reason why... No, but obviously, I don't think he should have come with his helmet to the next as well. But, like, it feels like he's come with no humbleness. There's no humbleness in his energy since he's come back. He's been like... Because the reason why he left... The reason why he's left is because all the main event stars we used to just pull up out of nowhere and then get in the title shot. And you were about to do that shit.
Yeah, like the Rock and stuff.
You were injured, you were about to do that same shit.
Exactly that. Like, maybe, like, earn it to next week. You know what I mean?
He's behaved himself. No, he hasn't caused no beef, no trouble. They're going to give him the belt. He's going to win at Mania. I don't know who he beaten. Cody at Mania? I don't like that. I want Cody
I wouldn't mind it. I just want to see Cody not have that title anymore. He's broke. Personally.
Yeah, I want him to be a heel now. Can he just be here? I want him to be a heel, but still talk like this, and it would be perfect.
Yeah, a bit of a heel. Yeah, that would be fun. But that was obviously Punk won. I don't think he needed to win, but he won.
No, he did need to win. Stop being silly, bro. He needed to win.
Did he?
Yeah. I think the momentum Punk's on right now. I think he's on the momentum that Cody was when Cody led to winning the Rumble. For him to have a setback with this momentum when Seth doesn't really need to win the Rumble. Seth doesn't really need to win Chamber.
True.
But if Seth was in a match with Bronson Reed at Mania, you wouldn't be mad at that. If Seth faced Penta at WrestleMania, he wouldn't be mad at that. If Seth was fighting Braun Breaker for the Intercontinental title, he wouldn't be mad at that. Or Randy Orton, or a Kevin Owens, you wouldn't be mad at that.
Yeah, that's true. You swipe your round. That's fair.
Yeah, see. If you saw that Punk was fighting for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania, man, that place would be on fucking fire, bro. It'd be on fire. Even though him and Ron Breaker would be a great match. Don't get it twisted, though. Let's be real, guys. If that is the case here, yeah, and people are beefing over there, then we actually got words. Because that would be a quality match, bro. They're promoting, because Bron ain't going to take that shit from CM Punk, trying to be some wordsmith on him. He's just going to run him over. What? I'm getting that. Run you over, dickhead. What are you trying to do metaphor on me, pussy? That's basically, yeah.
So good.
That's what he's going to do.
All in all, Netflix, Raw. Rate that out of 10, man?
Look, I think, production-wise, I think it was, like, the prettiest episode of Raw we've ever seen. Like, it was sleek. That's one of the ones where... I think that's specifically for the arena. That arena's, like, a brand-new arena.
What was it?
But, like, I think everything about it was snazzy, it was sleek. Long of the days of like the insane cut shots that we used to get, 14 cut shots before a man entered the ring. Everything was good. It felt real, like, even though like we know what wrestling is, yeah, it felt real, bro. Big five feel. Long may it continue, bro. Yeah. I think we want more matches, though. I want more matches. Out of 10?
8.5.
Yeah, 8.5.
Yeah? So fair fuckers.
What do you give it? Hulk Hogan, listen, it would have been a 9, but Hulk Hogan was there, innit? Hulk Hogan takes a whole point. He used to be a 9.5.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'll agree with you. I'll agree with an 8.5. I think that's a fair shout. Liv Morgan lost 8.2. Listen.
Dominic got kicked in the balls. Back to 8.5? Oh, wow.
8.1.
Let's just stop talking.
I didn't get a Logan Paul promo. He's 7.
Macaulay Culkin was there. 8.2 again. We're back. 9.
We're back. Fucking hell. But that was that, man. Like, obviously, there's a lot has happened this week. Obviously, this is going out on Friday, which means SmackDown's obviously on tonight. We've got, of course, the aftermath of Tiffy time.
Cashed in last week.
Excited to see that. It's a right
thing. The cash in.
Splendid. Perfect timing.
Tiffy time had the timing.
See, the timing was real, mate. Just before Netflix, you smart girl. You know.
Like, they've been teasing it for weeks. but it was the right time.
No.
Like, don't get it twisted. I think out of all the runs that Nia's done, this has been her best run as champion. Yeah. Like, head and shoulders.
It's the one I actually wasn't that bored of. But also, arguably, that's because of Tiffy as well.
Yeah, okay. She added a little sprinkle to make it better. But compared to all the other runs, Nia's been the most dominant. Nia's been the strongest. Nia's been I think this is the best Nia we've ever seen. So let's give her flowers.
Yeah, definitely. Do you reckon we're getting them to Mania?
Why? I think.
Well, we need to get a one-on-one match.
And she's going to definitely win. Like, obviously, Tiffany's definitely going to retain against maybe at the Rumble. But then, like, why? Like, unless Nia wins the Rumble, and that's something that I'm not mad at, that Maya winning the Rumble.
I tell you what, what if they fight at the Rumble, Tiffy wins, then Nia then still goes into the Rumble and wins the Rumble after half beat?
Does Tiffy need that level of push?
I think I'm coming back for you again, Tiffy. Like, maybe Tiffy wins a bit sneakily or something. She's I want you in a steel cage. And then we get, like, Tiffy versus Nia in a steel cage at WrestleMania. Something like that. We get a bit of a badass Nia coming through. Maybe that's what we get.
Maybe, I don't know. I'm not sold yet on it. I think...
And also, Nia Jax is wearing a Tottenham shirt. Are you sold on it yet?
I'm in. Listen, book it. They have a stadium Tottenham match at Spurs. We're in. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, there you go.
But
now you're sold.
What will be interesting to see is now, like, when we think about it, we said one about the men's Rumble. Who is right now the person you think is going to win the female Rumble?
I genuinely still think it's Jordynne Grace, to be honest. That would be who I would put my money
towards. With her belt as well?
No, she lost it in TNA.
Did she? Is she not? Who should lose it to?
Yeah, so... I don't know. Maybe.
It's one of the ones where you generally will know. Like, it's one of the people that were like, oh, yeah, her.
Yeah, but I reckon if she comes in, I'd like to see her win the Rumble and fight Rhea. I think that's what I would like to go for.
Here's what I think.
Who you got? Chelsea!
Oh, that would be so good. No, but she ain't winning. She could be final four. I think Chelsea would do well. It would.
Well, she's like US champion.
I don't think EA's won it.
EO Sky.
Like, you could easily see Lycri Valkyria win it. I could see that shit happening.
Oh yeah Valkyria. I could see
that shit happening. I'm not ready for it, but I could see it happening. Liv wins the title. Liv wins and goes for Tiffany. Tiffany Liv at WrestleMania.
I wouldn't be mad at that, but then also I wouldn't know who I want to win. But it would be Liv every time. Jordynne Grace ain't champion. It's Masha Slamovich. Whoever that is. Don't know who that is. I don't watch enough TNA. It sounds good. I don't know. I'm going to sit and pretend.
What are you looking forward to next week?
But yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, SmackDown? Okay. What are you looking forward to on Friday and next week?
Penta. I'm always looking forward to Penta. Friday, looking forward to... I don't know. What we got happening Friday? Tonight. When this goes out.
I think we've got... Yeah.
Tim, do you know what?
I have tried to find this everywhere, and I can't seem to find any... Nothing. They don't seem to have anything out saying.
I'm trying to think what. Obviously, we got the fallout of like Owens. We've still got the build up of Owens and Cody at Rumble. Always excited to see what Kevin Owens does. Love the fact he's won the winged Angel Championship. So, DIY potentially, are they fighting Mercy Machine Guns or something?
Cody fight someone. Listen, guys, what we'll do is we'll do a review.
What I'm looking forward to, mate, I'm looking forward to skipping Cody Rhodes' entrance and promo until Kevin Owens comes out. That's what I'm looking forward to doing. Boring, bleach, blonde-haired motherfucker. You boring shit. You seem like a lovely guy. You seem lovely, but you're boring.
Yeah, switch it up, man.
I'm looking forward to skipping that.
Be mean.
But you can't ride on, for this long.
Listen,
that's all you've got.
Listen, even if you turn heel, I'll still do it. Shut you up. Know we will do it.
Yeah,
you know
in Free Crossroads.
You're tough. You're still going to sing the song. I'll be like, yeah, we are. And that'll be good heel work.
Yeah, live. But at home, though, I'll skip. Live, though, yeah. If he said that, he's like, yeah, you all sing my song.
Bitch. You correct.
When I'm with Ibs, yes, I will go, whoa. But also, I'll be sad. The most punk, like, emo tune ever in the music. Throw it all away. NXT corner. We got Obafemi beat Trick Williams, become the new NXT champion. Well deserved. Yulia beat Roxanne Perez. Also brilliant.
Also,
that's great.
Ethan Page,
two new champs.
Ethan Page tried to chat shit.
And then Ethan Page
tried to chat shit to Ava.
And The Rock told him to respect the head of the table of NXT or Tribal Chief, or whatever he said. And then I do believe smacked Ethan Page's bum, which, you know. That's what I got to say about that. But yeah, that's been us. That's been a Wrestle Club podcast. I think it's a good way to end. Smacking the bum and a Tahoe. Thank you so much for listening. If you're listening on Spotify and Apple Music, give a little rating and a follow. It really does mean a lot if you do leave those reviews and comments. Also, please do us a favour, go over to the Netflix Instagram account, go to that comedy reel, and just comment something about Wrestle Club. Just say, ah, that's great to see you head of the table and that. Because obviously, I don't need to tell you, the more eyes on a Netflix reel with our name, obviously, that's a lovely thing, right? To be able to do that as part of Wrestle Club. And obviously for Sakisa, that is fucking amazing. And we're so proud of her. That speaking of being proud of her, we have been the Fluffy Boys.
No, I don't know what I've done.
What have I done?
They're like a right-wing protest group.
Oh my god! Good people. I did not mean that. I promise you, I didn't mean that. Jesus Christ! Oh my days! Ah! I did not know I did that. I was so confused. I thought you were being homophobic, Gibbs, and you didn't want to be the prime. I didn't realize. That was an accident. I apologize. That was madness. The issue is I can't redo that outro because I did it so good. Leave it
shame
in.
We can't edit it.
Also, whatever happens,
leave it
anyway. Thank you. Anyways, edit.
Oh, yeah.
Leave it in. It was we make mistakes. Listen, when you make mistakes, you learn
mistakes.
I didn't know. I was trying to say we are two proud boys of Sakisa. We're proud.
We're happy for Sakisa. Just say that's it. I am gassed.
We are proud.
Inspired. Happy.
I'm not going mental, am I? You can be proud of someone.
You can say proud. Just not.
You can say proud. Get off your high horse.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but
I didn't mean that. We're the fucking boys. I said pride. That's different than proud.
Okay, fair. Start again.
Yeah, so yeah, you didn't listen to you were too busy shouting at me. Jesus Christ, this is the most chaotic end to an episode. No, listen, I apologise for saying that. I didn't mean it.
No.
Do I say it again just for the callback? No, I won't. No, I'm joking. We are very gassed for you, Sakisa. We are the gassed boys. We are the most excited boys in the world for our tribal chief. All right, you happy? Fuck's sake. Fucking, you know, see you later. Thank you for listening. Give it up to producer Tim and Ipsesse. I'm a Danny Scott. I've been cancelled 17 times in this episode. Love you all. Happy Netflix, everybody. Happy Netflix.
Bye. Happy Netflix. Fuck off, Hogan. Bye.
Oh, God.
Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast. With Sakisa. It's her and her friends. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!